Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with us. This time, we're going to be looking at SNUS, especially for those of you out there that are maybe new to it. So,
the beginners.
Yeah, exactly, beginners.
Yeah.
We found this really cool beginner's guide on this online SNUS shop, and we thought this would be a great place to kind of jump off from and just see what we can discover. I think one of the coolest things, and we'll get into it, I'm sure, is that there are so many, like, wild flavors out there.
Out there, yeah.
Coffee and whiskey.
It's amazing.
Like, who would thought?
It speaks to just how much this world is kind of diversifying and branching out.
Yeah.
You know?
So we'll be talking about all that good stuff. But first, I think it's important to talk about nicotine levels, especially if you're a beginner. Because
finding your right level is key.
Yes.
Especially at the start.
If you start off too strong, you're going to get like a headache and feel dizzy. And you're not going to have a good time.
Nobody wants that.
No. So start low and slow. And then maybe if you are a smoker, switching to SNUS, you might want something a bit stronger.
A little more of a kick, yeah.
Right. But again, you want to be careful because it is different from cigarettes.
It is, yeah. Because with cigarettes, you're getting the nicotine through your lungs. Whereas with SNUS, it's absorbed through your gums.
Oh, it's much faster.
Much, much faster.
And more intense.
Yeah.
So just a little word of caution there. Okay, so let's talk about the different types of SNUS. There are two main types. You got your traditional tobacco SNUS, and then you have your tobacco-free nicotine pouches.
Two paths you can take.
Yes. Now, the traditional SNUS, obviously it's made with tobacco, which you know some people like that, but it can stain your teeth.
Yeah, if you're worried about that, then tobacco-free is definitely the way to go.
Right. Plus, I think there are way more flavors with the tobacco-free nicotine pouches.
So many.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, it seems like they're really kind of pushing the boundaries with flavor in the tobacco-free world, whereas the traditional is more, you know?
Just tobacco.
Tobacco forward.
Yeah.
You get that kind of classic SNUS flavor.
Now, here's something I found really interesting. The flavor you choose can actually impact how strong the SNUS feels.
I know. It's so weird, right?
It's so strange. Like, how does that even work?
Well, think about it like this. You know how sometimes a flavor can enhance or mask another flavor?
Right.
It's the same with SNUS. Certain flavors like mint, especially menthol, they create this cooling sensation that kind of amplifies the feeling of the nicotine.
Oh.
So it makes it feel stronger.
So it's like a double whammy.
Yeah.
So that's why they recommend for beginners. You want to start with something mild.
Yeah.
Like a spearmint. Something that's not going to, like, overwhelm you.
Right.
Okay. And then as far as formats go, you have, like, mini portions.
Mini portions are great for beginners
right.
because they have less nicotine and they're small. So, you know.
Yeah. You can try it out and see if you like it without, like,
committing to too much.
Right. Committing to too much. And then there are the slim pouches, which are.
Those come in more strengths.
Right. So once you kind of know what you like, you can kind of branch out.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about how to actually use a nicotine pouch.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are like, I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah. It's really simple, though.
Okay, good.
So you take your pouch out of the can.
Okay.
And then you give it a little fluff.
A fluff, yeah.
Just roll it between your fingers a bit to evenly distribute the contents.
Okay.
And then you just tuck it under your top lip.
Under your top lip.
Yeah. Not on your teeth.
Okay.
And you just let it sit there and enjoy.
Okay. And then when you're done, most cans come with a little catch lid.
Yeah, it's a little compartment in the lid for used pouches.
That's so smart. So you just pop it in there.
Yep.
And you're good to go.
Easy peasy.
Okay, so to recap, when you're choosing your first pouch, you want to start with lower nicotine. A smaller portion, like a mini.
Yeah.
And a flavor that isn't going to, like, knock you off your socks.
Exactly. And from there, it's all about experimenting. And finding what you enjoy.
Yeah. Have fun with it.
Have fun with it.
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of wild how much this whole world of SNUS has changed. Like, even just looking at the flavors and nicotine levels, it really reflects, like, bigger trends we see.
Yeah.
And just, like, consumer preferences in general.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty amazing, like, how something so seemingly simple as SNUS can have such a, like, a rich history and evolution.
Exactly. Like, you think about traditional SNUS, it was always associated with that, like, strong tobacco flavor, right? But now there's this huge push for, like, diversity, all these new flavors and experiences.
It's kind of like what's happening with food. Like, people are becoming more adventurous with their palates, and they want that same excitement in their SNUS.
Yeah. It's not just about the nicotine anymore. It's about the whole sensory experience.
For sure. And speaking of trends, the guide also talks about these mini portions in slim pouches. Okay. Like a few years ago, those weren't really a thing.
Right.
But now they're everywhere.
It's all about discretion and convenience. People want to enjoy their snus without it being like a big noticeable thing.
Yeah, it's like the difference between having a giant slice of cake versus like a perfectly portioned pity four.
Exactly.
You get the satisfaction.
Yeah.
Without the overwhelming feeling.
Plus, there's that whole awareness of portion control now.
True. Even with nicotine.
Yeah. It's about finding that balance. Enjoying it, but also being mindful.
Makes sense. And speaking of being mindful, we talked about nicotine strength before. And this guide really stresses starting slow.
Oh, yeah. Especially for beginners.
For sure. And getting hit with too much nicotine is not a fun experience.
Headaches, dizziness, nausea. No, thank you.
Definitely not the vibes we're going for.
It's about finding that sweet spot where you get a nice little buzz without any of the negative side effects.
Right. And everyone's tolerance is different, too.
Exactly.
So what might be mild for one person could be, like, way too intense for someone else.
That's why it's so important to pay attention to your body. If you start feeling any discomfort, dial it back. Go for a lower strength.
It's all about listening to those signals.
Exactly.
So I know we've been throwing around a lot of info. Nicotine levels, flavors, formats.
Yeah, it could be a bit overwhelming.
Especially if you're new to all this. But that's why this guide is so great. It's like a roadmap for navigating the snus world.
Totally.
It breaks down the basics so you can feel confident as you start exploring.
It's like having a friend who knows all about snus, guiding you through it.
Right. So, okay, let's say you're ready to try it out. What are the key things to keep in mind?
Well, based on everything we've talked about, I'd say the three most important factors are nicotine strength, flavor, and format.
Okay, so those are the three pillars.
Exactly.
All right, let's break those down. First up, nicotine strength. We know starting low is key, but how do you know what level is right for you?
That's where some experimentation comes in. If you're completely new to nicotine, I'd say start with the lowest strength available and just see how you feel. You can always increase it gradually if you need more of a kick. And for smokers switching to snus, maybe look for something similar to the cigarettes you were using.
Okay, so kind of use your previous experience as a guide.
Yeah, but still be open to adjusting based on how your body reacts to snus.
Makes sense.
Some people need less nicotine when they switch. Others might need a bit more.
Gotcha. All right, so next up we got flavor and, wow, are there options? Mint coffee, licorice. It's crazy.
I know. It's like a flavor explosion.
So how do you even choose?
Well, this is where personal preference really comes in. But as a general rule for beginners, I'd say steer clear of the really strong flavors, like menthol, especially when combined with the nicotine.
Yeah, that sounds intense.
Yeah, it can be a bit much. So maybe start with something milder, like a spearmint or even something fruity.
Okay.
Ease into it.
And then once you're comfortable, you can branch out to the more adventurous flavors. Like the coffee or licorice or even whiskey.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a flavor adventure.
All right. Last but not least, we have format. We've talked about mini portions and slim pouches. But there are even more options out there.
So many choices.
It's like a choose your own adventure for snus.
I love that.
So how do you decide?
Well, again, it depends on what you're looking for. Mini portions are great for discretion and portability.
Okay.
Slim pouches offer a bit more substance and a wider range of strengths.
Okay.
And then there are the larger pouches for a really long-lasting experience.
It's like choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
So it all comes down to personal preference.
And the occasion.
Right. So basically, finding the perfect snus is a journey of self-discovery. You got to figure out what you like in terms of nicotine strength, flavor, and format.
Yeah.
And be open to experimenting.
Totally.
Okay, so now I have a question. We talked about all the practical stuff. But what about the actual experience of using snus?
Ah, yeah. The heart of the matter.
What does it actually feel like?
Well, imagine this. You get this subtle tingling sensation under your lip, almost like a gentle buzz. And along with that, you get this burst of flavor that slowly releases over time.
Interesting.
Some people describe it as a warming sensation. Others say it's more of a refreshing coolness. It really depends on the flavor.
So it's a multi-sensory experience.
Absolutely.
Engaging both your taste buds and your sense of touch.
And unlike smoking, which can be pretty harsh, snus is much more discreet and controlled.
Right.
It's like a subtle art, a way to savor the experience.
I like that, a subtle art. Almost sounds meditative.
In a way, it is. It's about finding a moment of enjoyment, a little ritual you can incorporate into your day.
No, I know we've covered a lot, but I'm curious about the cultural side of snus. Like, it's been around for
Oh,
centuries.
yeah.
What's its story?
That's a whole other deep dive. We could spend hours talking about the history and cultural impact of
You should
snus.
definitely do that sometime.
Definitely.
But for now.
Let's stick to our mission, helping beginners navigate the world of snus. But you're right, we gotta stay focused. But before we wrap up this section, I wanna make sure we cover some practical tips for first-time users.
Like what?
Like how to store snus properly, how to dispose of the pouches responsibly, maybe some etiquette tips for using it in public.
Oh, yeah, good points. Those are all important aspects.
Right. Because it's not just about choosing the right snus, it's about integrating it into your life in a mindful and responsible way.
Exactly.
So let's dive into the nitty-gritty details of snus etiquette and best practices.
Let's do it.
All right, so let's talk snus storage. Because, like,
Cool.
you don't want your snus to dry out.
No, you gotta keep it fresh.
Right. What's the best way to do that?
Well, the key is to keep it cool and dark,
Right.
kind of like you would with like chocolate or coffee.
Okay.
So the fridge is actually a great place to store your snus.
The fridge.
Yeah. It keeps it at a nice, consistent temperature and protects it from light and humidity.
So I should treat my snus like it's like a gourmet delicacy. Okay, I can handle that. Fridge it is.
Yeah.
Now, what about disposal? We gotta be responsible snus users, right?
Absolutely. Luckily, most snus cans nowadays come with this thing called a catch lid.
A catch lid.
Yeah, it's like a little compartment in the lid, specifically for getting rid of used pouches.
Well, that's smart. So no more like awkwardly searching for a trash can when you've got a pouch in.
Exactly.
That's
Plus,
awesome.
it's way better for the environment.
Right. Speaking of the environment, have you heard about those biodegradable pouches?
Oh, yeah. There are definitely some eco-friendly options out there.
That's cool.
Yeah, some brands are using plant-based materials now, so the pouches break down naturally.
Snus, it's good for you and good for the planet.
Exactly. Love it.
Okay, so let's move on to snus etiquette. Cause like. It's one thing to use snus at home, but what about when you're out in public?
Right.
Are there any, like, unspoken rules?
Well, like with most things, common sense and courtesy go a long way. But here are a few things to keep in mind. First, be mindful of where you use it. Like maybe avoid using it in a crowded elevator
Right.
or during a fancy dinner.
Yeah, read the room.
Exactly. Second, be discreet when you're handling your pouches. No need to make a big show of it.
Okay.
And always dispose of them properly. Use the catch lid or find a trash can.
Don't be that person leaving snus pouches everywhere.
Definitely not.
And lastly,
Be respectful of those around you. Not everyone loves the smell of snus.
true.
So just be aware of your surroundings and try not to use it near people who might be bothered by it.
It's all about being considerate.
Exactly.
All right, so I think we've covered pretty much everything
Yeah.
about snus for beginners,
Yeah. He's
from
sweet.
choosing your first pouch to snus etiquette. We've given you all the tools you need to start your snus journey.
It's been a pleasure diving into this world with you.
Likewise.
And to all our listeners out there, remember the world of snus is huge. Don't be afraid to experiment. Try different flavors formats. Find what you like.
Yeah, have fun with it. And most importantly, enjoy the experience. Happy snoozing, everyone.